I thought we deserved to win the game, but you've got to stick the ball in the net, and it gets to the point where me and Matt have got to try and find out why we're conceding goals in the last minute, because it's got to the point now where there's something amiss, concentration, fitness, whatever it is. We cannot keep getting ourselves into positions where we are by far and away the better side, and we've lost the game.
As you say, it was another late goal that cost you dear. Like last week at Stalybridge, Bridge, do you attach any blame to that goal individually or collectively?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not in for blaming individuals. You know, we're in it as a team. I'll tell you, I saw their goal, pretty aimless ball. Glyn Thompson calls for it, and all Jacob really needs to do is just duck out and it's straight into the keeper's hands, and there we go. It's another attack nullified. He chose to head it and didn't get the greatest connection. The lad stepped onto the second ball, knocked it, slided it past him and Ellis, and they're both out the game, and then squares it and they get a winner that they scarcely deserve. But that's football, you know. We're gutted. Everybody associated with the changing rooms, the players, we're all devastated. But that's football. You can look at, you don't deserve that. It didn't go our way, whatever. But for all of our possession, we have the keeper enough, and there is no point being a silky football side. You've got to score goals, and we haven't done that. And for all our dominance today and our dominance last week, we haven't worked the keeper enough in the last third, and then we've got caught with a sucker punch. But all we can do is move on from it, learn from it, and try and correct the situation that's occurring with late goals, because it's cost us dearly this season.
As you said, there weren't too many chances for Worcester today, but until the last kick of the game, probably the best chance you had all game.
Yeah, it was a big ask of Michael. You know, we would have been happy to take them back to St George's Lane for a replay, because I'd have fancied us strongly there. But I thought with 5 or 6 minutes to go, let's take a little punt and stick Michael straight down the middle. And he's got a chance. Unfortunately for the lad, he hasn't took it. But, you know, as I say, it's a big ask. It's one of his first touches of the ball, and he spurned the chance. But, you know, it's a lot to ask of the lad.
Were you impressed by the visiting support today down here in Bromley?
They're brilliant again, and you know, it's a long old way to come, but they've come in their numbers and they've supported us fantastically, and that hurts as well. It hurts for them, because they deserve a big day, and the boys deserve a big day, but it's not to be, and you know, it's so near yet so far, and it's a bit of a sickness, to be honest.
You mentioned it's a long trip here today. You've got another long trip next Saturday to Boston. How do you raise morale after a defeat like that?
Well, there's two ways. You get players sulk, and you go on a losing streak, or you pick yourselves up and you use it as a spur. But what I do know is we're still in October. You know, there's 6 months of the season to go, and we've got a hell of a lot to play for, and we've got a good side, and we can achieve things this season. So if players want to sulk, we'll swap them around. If they want to get their heads down and want to pick themselves up and let's see what we can achieve the rest of the season, then great, let's do it together. But I'm sure they'll be fine. It's going to take us a while to get over this, but we've got all week. But football's full of emotions. You get high days and you get the low days, and I've had plenty of lows, and I've had a few highs as well. But sitting in that changing room listening to the visitors celebrating, it brings back personal low memories for myself, back to the Hampton and Richmond game many years ago. Now the performance was awful on that day. Wasn't anything near that performance today, but it still hurts as much.